This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
According to state data, one in five private wells in Wisconsin's agricultural areas is unsafe to drink. The culprit? A compound called nitrate. More than 90,000 Wisconsin households may be affected. Reporter Bridget Bowden has more.
When Doug and Cheryl Jones built their house in Spring Green 15 years ago, they were hoping it would be a little piece of heaven in their retirement. It sits on the banks of a lake near the Wisconsin River. What they didn't know was that the level of nitrate in their well water was much higher than what the EPA says is safe to drink.
We had children. We had babies in our house. We had pregnant daughters. We had pregnant daughter-in-law. What was this doing? There was no way we could let them drink this water and the small children that were running in and out also.
The Joneses immediately switched to bottled water when they learned that high levels of nitrate can cause a rare but serious condition called blue baby syndrome in infants. Researchers are studying other possible effects of nitrate exposure, including cancers, thyroid problems, birth defects, and diabetes. Nitrate gets into drinking water largely through agricultural runoff. When farmers apply nitrogen-containing fertilizer, including manure, to the soil, it can eventually run down into the groundwater. Utilities are required to reduce or remove excess nitrate from water. But private well owners like the Joneses don't have that protection. In Wisconsin, only about 16% of private well owners even test their wells each year.
Yep.
Dave Marshall worked at the State Department of Natural Resources until 2006. Now he studies the lower Wisconsin Riverway independently. He's been testing the water near the Joneses' house.
I was amazed how high the nitrate levels are in the groundwater.
He's studied Wisconsin water for 30 years, and he says the pollution has gotten worse over the last decade. But he says right now the DNR can't or won't do much to address the issue because of changes made to the department. The DNR has reorganized and cut upwards of 600 positions over the past 20 years, including scientists. Enforcement by the DNR has also declined in recent years, and in some cases, the agency has said it lacks legal authority to carry out that responsibility.
The department was established using science to protect natural resources for the common good, and now we're seeing that it's become a tool for special interests, the big ag lobby, for instance.
Cheryl Jones says she thinks the department should be doing more to help residents who have polluted water.
They've known about it. Now what have they done? They haven't even educated the residents of this area.
So last month, Marshall and the Joneses signed a petition asking the EPA to make the DNR improve its enforcement of the Clean Water Act. If the department does not, the petitioners want the power to go back to federal regulators at the EPA. The state DNR would not comment on the issue, but sent out a written statement from Secretary Kathy Stepp that said, quote, "Wisconsin takes its responsibility to implement the Clean Water Act very seriously." Kimberly Wright is the executive director of Midwest Environmental Advocates, the law firm that represents the petitioners. She says if the petition doesn't go through, there would be other legal options to pursue.
These aren't just inconveniences for people. These are serious public health risks for people. You know, if you've got animal manure in your well, and you got high nitrates in your well, you need action.
For now, Doug and Cheryl Jones have switched to a reverse osmosis system for filtering their water. It costs them about $25 a month, but Doug Jones says that's a big price tag that not everyone can afford to pay. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Bridget Bowden.
This story was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.